begin to declare it as the preaching of the word comes tonight. Remember, God told his servant that the hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith. The preaching is coming right now. All the devils are clearing. The preaching is coming right now. Jesus went about preaching and teaching, and all of them were healed. Demons were cast out. The preaching of the word is coming tonight. That affliction is afraid right now. Those devils are ready to clear off right now by the preaching of the word. And there shall be great joy. 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 Somebody raise your hands and begin to give glory to God. Give glory to God, because you will sorrow no more. You will sorrow no more. Declare it by the word of the Lord will be preached tonight. I give heed, and as I give heed, I will sorrow no more. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. God's servant is here tonight, and as God uses him to bless us, I know several changes will be occurring in everyone's life tonight. Give God a big hand as we celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. He was preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom. Every preaching that does not show is not worth following. Every preaching of the truth shows in the lives of those who receive it. Jesus was preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom. May the word received by you in truth and in deed begin to show in your lives. I'm getting on one call of the mandate received from the Lord tonight. And I'm glad I have some friends of mine from Tulsa tonight, from ORU. Amen. And I can tell you, it has changed the face of the faith in this part of the world massively. I was in embassy suits in Tulsa when the Lord said to me early in the morning, arise, get back home and make my people rich. Sound clear. I thought it was going to be an overnight thing, so I rushed out. Over time, it began to show in the lives of those who received it. Tonight, my God, who sent me, will nail poverty, lack, and want on the board in your life. So it's not my message, it's my mandate. The subject of financial abundance is not a message I like to preach. It's a mandate I received. My eyes saw. I looked upon it well. And my hand handles it. I heard it from God. I saw it in this world. I looked upon it well. And my hand began to handle it, both personally and in the lives of all those who receive it. We are not clowns. We are messengers of the Most High God. Receive what he sent me, you will laugh. The number of my sons and daughters in ministry are smiling today because I answered that call to teach the world where nobody believes it. So they wear bow ties, three-piece suit. My God. We used to wear short sleeves and sandals and talking with heavy Bible in our hand, and that is righteousness. But everything changed. Something must change in your life tonight. Lord, help me to see it and help me to handle it. Go ahead and pray. Help me to handle it. Help me to see it and help me to handle it. Precious name we are praying. Amen. May your hearing be blessed. Amen. May your understanding be blessed. Amen. May your response be blessed. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Get back home and make my people rich. August 27, 1987. Get back home and make my people rich. We dedicated the dome in Abuja some years back. We're about dedicating another massive sanctuary in Port Harcourt. I saw people lining up to go to restroom in that place. The ark has 1,000 toilets. You now need 5 minutes to get in and get out on all the floors. There are 129 escalators to get you to where you are going at any point in time. I saw the married folks this morning. I said, we already have room for you. There are 20,000 space for children, which is expansive. Amen. Who will dare that without access to the covenant table of prosperity? Emulun Tringala Prudanisa. Not a dime from America is in it. All Shiloh sacrifices of last year were to be invested in the various nations. Not a dime transferred to Nigeria. Aminu Tiam Komala, you are listening to a messenger with a mandate. Clean and clear that the showing in the life of many. We have a huge sanctuary coming out in Wari today. For those who care to receive it, no prophet can force the word he receives from you. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive what? A prophet. One of my sons came on here today. He said, Daddy, I brought this for you. I said, I don't need it. I don't need it. He said, sir, please, please. I'm not making mouth. I've never needed it, not that I just stopped needing it. 1990, a governor gave me an envelope. I said, I hope it's your money. 1990, you are not there. So it's not a game. The covenant of abundance is not a game. It's not a game. We have flourished under all governments in this nation. Unstoppably too. COVID-19, 5,000 churches planted. What is COVID-19? COVID-19 lingered on. 10,000 churches planted in Nigeria, 1,300 across the nations of the world, without any reference to any bank. Now, my God, who sent me, if you care to receive what he did, what he sent me to give you, like a number of us here have received, and he's showing.
Yes.
He's showing.
Absolutely.
He's showing. He's showing. He's showing. I've never begged. Never borrowed. The things we have handled of the word of life, that the things we are making available to you. I've never called any of my sons or daughters in authority. Please now. Ameki Kandekora, we have men and women raised by God in this commission. None has received a call from me once on something needed by God. He will beg man to have it. Your days of begging must end here today. Now, quickly, let me separate between intellectual knowledge and spiritual understanding. It's a wide gap. The world, by their wisdom, have not found God. Paul prayed, Colossians 1 and verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard of your faith, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. All these intellectual debates won't take you anywhere. Spiritual understanding of the truth is what engenders outstanding results. A natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, no matter his level of education. It's channeled through spiritual understanding. Papande ko kakandra la tosha minita. We pay over 38,000 people. The last time I knew, in this country, every month, no prayer point. A proctor, really, there has never been one day of anxiety. It's time to pay what? We bought properties across the nations of the world. No stress. Financial stress must end in your life. We are in the last days, the days of financial fortune downpour in the body of Christ. And I'll show you what God has shown me about this day that we're living in. So I'm not asking somebody to win election so we can get something from him. No, you don't need to even run election. It's not part of the covenant, sir. We are talking about his riches in glory. Yeah, not all this dying and growing economy. is access to his riches in glory. Thank you. Access to the windows of heaven.
Hallelujah.
No depression there.
Yes, yes.
Listen the most attentive way of your life tonight, because you're walking out of that hazard. The world is going to come under some hardship. The earth will be burning like an oven. All the proud are not that say, look, leave them alone. Language will dry, grammar will finish. Listen to me. This is prophetic agenda, cannot be prayed off. You can only take cover, not to be a victim. You can't pray off prophetic agenda. You can't. So any nation now that poses not to be going through economic strain is struggling. It's just posing. It's just posing. The debt portfolio of various nations is rising by the day. Rising by the day. Rising by the day. And the church has no debt. Abawa. Kiki tambropa in klo olua litange. No bank will ever say we approach them. All we say is bring us our money. Amen. They be begging us. Some are begging us now. We didn't give you, we kept it with you. Yeah, we gave it. You never know, we have sons and daughters in every notable, every sensitive high place across this nation and across the nations of the world. Not one has been caught privately under any condition. My prayer is that today marks the end of every financial struggle in your life. Now, let's go through the lesson. I hope I've done some bit of introduction. Let's first unravel the mystery of the covenant of abundance. Remember from all the introductions we have done in my series on unveiling the covenant highways of life. A covenant is simply knowing the provision and understanding the conditions. Know the provisions available and understand the conditions that will make those provisions a reality. For instance, Christ has obtained for us power. Know what it takes to be empowered. The provision of empowerment is set. The conditions must be met for anyone to realize it. Revelation 5 verse 12. He also obtained for us riches. It's not enough to know that riches have been provided for. We must get to know the conditions that entitles anyone to his riches. He was made poor that through his poverty we might be made rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. We must know the conditions that entitles us to operate in that realm. That's what they call a covenant. And his financial plan operates on the platform of the covenant. We are empowered for wealth on the platform of the covenant. Stop using headache medication for stomachache. No
anyone can be empowered for wealth, no matter his level of prayer and fasting, without entering into the covenant of abundance. And please note, this will humble any one of us. By divine design, everyone enters into it through a revelation given to another. Uzziah prospered, walking in the revelation of Zechariah. Prospered, walking in the revelation. So we are shown light by those who have seen light. My God. Don't say God has not told me. That's why God told me to tell you. I'm walking in the revelation of Copeland. God showed him. He showed me. He made me to know it's real. So I went to find out how to make it real in my life. One of you shared that the other time. You were trekking here before. Amen. Now you have a convoy. Amen. Don't wait to manufacture a card before you write one. You may not write till you die, because I'm not equipped for it. God told me to tell you what I'm telling you. If you despise the covenant, you end up with mockery. You despise it, you end up with mockery. You know, Papa, they sell a lot of books. I know a secret of prosperity. I've not seen a dime of book money in my life since 1985. A dime by covenant. I can't sell a gift. The Lord gave the word. Amen. My program. That's why nobody's buying. We're selling billions. Life. A game. Empowerment for wealth is not a game. It's not bribery. Daddy. It's not bribery. My God. I don't want to sit down to talk to you, but I want to talk to you as a father. Please buy into this thing. He said, buy the truth and sell it now. A covenant is a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms and sealed with an oath. I vow to do this if you will do this. I vow to empower you for wealth if you operate on the covenant terms that I've set up. It's a fulfillment of my covenant. It's not on your terms. It's on my terms. Empowerment for wealth is not on your terms or my terms. It's on his terms. Crying won't empower you for wealth. Prayer of agreement and disagreement won't help you. All night prayer without ending, you'll get poorer. But thou shalt remember the law, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish to you his covenant. Not your covenant. Not your idea. His covenant. His covenant. No believer can prosper on his own terms. God's prosperity agenda is on God's own terms. The covenant of abundance operates on the terms of seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. You never see any harvest without a seed preceding it. Why the earth remains, I vow. seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter shall not cease. As long as humans are on this earth, no one is entitled to harvest from a seed not sown. God said to me, "40 years ago, while I went in prayers with Kenneth Copeland's book, The Law of Prosperity, his wife's book, God's Will is Prosperity, and I was searching and praying to understand the secret of kingdom prosperity. My son in the gospel was with me, each one in his place. On the third day, light broke out. My son, David, my prosperity plan is not a promise. It does not answer to prayers. So don't pray prosperity. Don't pray. All this struggling when people give offering. Oh God, it's not necessary. Lift up your seat. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to operate on the covenant. Amen. Get seated. Now that you spent 30 minutes. This thing is says. Amen. My son David, my prosperity plan is not a promise. It does not answer to prayers. It's not a promise. It has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. Unedited. Quoted verbatim. I am not committed. God is not committed to prosper anyone who will disregard the terms of the covenant of abundance. No apostolic prayer can prosper a man that is not a giver. Even Papa pray for me, things have not changed. Things won't change. Papa can't break covenant. Where does he get the power from? Will God give you power against himself? All of us, God bless everybody in this church. It's not true. He knows who to bless. You can say amen the loudest. God never blesses obedience, disobedience. God never blesses disobedience, no matter the shout of the amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody's story is changing. I asked the Lord, how reliable is this covenant? Then supernaturally took me to Jeremiah. Not that I studied it before. Chapter 33 and verse 20. Here is what he said. Thus said the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, then may us also, my covenant, be broken with David my servant, and should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. Simply saying, my covenant with the redeemed is as reliable as my covenant of the day and the night. Then he said to me, son, anytime you look up, you see the sun, know that my covenant is in force. You look up in the night, you see the moon, then know that my covenant is in force. It at that point I shouted, yea, I can never be poor. Today, that exclamation will become your personal exclamation. It's simply saying, finally, I got it. Finally, I found it. Therefore, our seed or giving is not a financial donation. It's a seed. There are some individuals in their various churches, they look like the sponsors. You better be careful. You are too small to sponsor God. God never requires a sponsor. God is not asking us to give so we can meet his need. God has no need. The thousand and so forth, the thousand is mine. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and all that dwell therein. All this give. You don't give, you're going to go down. Go down. I said in Kaduna many years ago, my son was there. I said, stop giving and see if anything stops. And the family told you later that they stopped. And watch everything still going. But they were going down. Abby, you told me. Good understanding procures favor. But the way of the transgressor is hard. Proverbs 13 and verse 15. We need spiritual understanding of this. God will never need my help. My help comes from him.
Yes.
He said, all these things my hand have made. What are you giving me? Is it not from what I gave you? We need this humbling understanding. You are down, is God. You are up, is up. You are in between, is God. I am that I am. You can't make me to be what I am, and you cannot make me to be less than what I am. My co-laborers who are pastors, stop telling people that God needs them to help him. Stop. You see that massive project going on? We are here to take an offering. Stop. Don't let God get angry with you. The help was open. No man has capacity to match it. No one has the capacity to match an open heaven. No one has the capacity to match an open heaven. Open heaven draws on the riches of his glory. All God is asking, look, I have this provision for you if you are interested. Come and enjoy my blessing. Come and enjoy my blessing. I'll never need your help. I was going to Enugu many years ago, and the Lord told me to tell them, it was a full gospel seminar. God told me to tell you that far be it that he, the Almighty God, will depend upon your wretched purses. But your wretched purses depend on me for replenishment. I've told them not to invite him before. You see what? 1987. Jesus is Lord. When you know that God is not depending on you, you will do this thing willingly, joyfully. You are helping the poor, it's a privilege. I met someone staying outside there, and I said they should get a house for her and the children. And I said they should get furniture. Then said somebody just showed up and said, as furnished a place. So it's not depending on me. It's an opportunity. God, how many of us are feeding the white beast? Why are they still there? How many are feeding the birds in the air? Why are they still there? But some people say they're just collecting money, say they are feeding people. Okay, how much of their money is in it? How much of their money is in it? All games. You are not a giver. You are just a fundraiser. Wake up. God does not, you know, my old man said, when I asked him to start selling his properties, he said, where will I pay my tithe from? I said, from what we give you? He said, God knows who gave me, we transfer the account to it too. He said, I will pay my tithe from my income. Are you an old man that couldn't read? If I pay my tithe from what you gave me, God will say you are the one who gave it. Let me give it one. My God. Somebody stole this change. That's you. Let me hear your loudest amen. You never suffer in the hand of the devourer again. Please. Take off a donation mentality from your giving. See your giving as a seed. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. But this I say, that he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give or sow. Not grudgingly, nor of necessity. God is not in need. For he loves a cheerful giver. It's a requirement for your seed to produce. And God in return is able to make all grace abound towards the seed sower, so that he, having all sufficiency in all things, might abound unto every good work, giving more and more. So giving is sowing. It's not donating. Is sowing a seed. We saw all through scriptures that giving is a spiritual transaction for provoking divine supplies, spiritual transaction. Noah reared an altar of sacrifice. God smelt it in heaven. It's a spiritual transaction. And God said in his heart, I will no longer curse the earth anymore for man's sake. It answered in heaven. David reared an altar of sacrifice. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24 and 25. And God spoke from heaven to the angel that destroyed the city. Enough! Stop it there! It answered in heaven. Solomon ran an offering at Gibeon, 1 Kings 3:3. And God responded from heaven, what do you want, Solomon? The savour of your sacrifice has filled my throne. This is the mystery behind giving. It answers in heaven. Here, men that die collect offerings like ushers and account officers in our various offices. But there, he receives them. Jesus in heaven is the receiver of tithes, not the ushers, not the church. Jesus. We need a spiritual understanding of transaction that takes place with our seed sowing. It answers in heaven for heaven's response. It answers in heaven for heaven's response. Probikitiano sagalo. You need to know this. We've been giving to this church. Which church are you giving to? You won't get anything. Church can't bless you. It goes to heaven. It goes to heaven. Blessed is the man that considers the poor. The Lord in heaven will deliver him from trouble, not the church. not the church. It's a spiritual transaction between the earth and the heaven. Man, if you know how many people wanted me to be off, you'll be afraid. But God say, you come near, I show you pepper. The Lord will deliver him from truth. You see a man dying and you say, hey, no, he must not die. Carry him to the hospital. Every cost, I'll pay. The Lord will deliver him, the Lord in heaven. He will not deliver him to the will of his enemy. He will get him off his bed. So it's a spiritual transaction. Stop saying we gave, I gave to the church. I gave a door. I gave 10 chairs. I gave to the church. I'm a giver to the church. The church don't have the key to the windows of heaven. Or does any of you have the key? The holder of the key of David, Jesus, is in heaven. He's the one that receives your tithe and opens the heaven in response.
Hallelujah.
Wake up. When you give to the needy, he's the one that responds from heaven to defend you from satanic assault. It's a seminar, or will soon be true. If I'm not true tonight, we just finish in the morning and then we start going. Praise God. Paul was preaching all night. One man fell down from the stairs. There's nowhere to fall down from here. The CCU are there to help you. Come and say, my seed sowing.
It's
a spiritual transaction
that answers in heaven
with response to my life in terms of blessings. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. The days of lack and want, they are over in your life. There is the story of this typical elephant that I saw in a zoo in America many years ago. This typical elephant consumes 140 pounds of straw per day. I don't know what that translates to in kilograms. But discharges 100 pounds of manure per day. When you see the feces of an elephant, it's a molehill. It discharges and matches carefully so that it won't touch its body. Otherwise, it will die. Undergiving is killing many. Spiritual covenant constipation. Covenant constipation is killing many. Consumes like an elephant, discharges like a cow. They are choking. Pressure everywhere. As God has blessed everyone, even so, let him give. Let him give to the level that is blessed.
Yes.
Let him give to the level that is blessed. That is what I will give to God today as sacrifice. He can slap me. No, that's not sacrifice. He won't take that from me. He knows what blessings put on my life. And I say, God, this is a sacrifice. He said, to me, are you sick? I said, no, sir. I said, you are sick. You don't know. You are suffering constipation. I've experienced constipation before. It's not easy. Constipation? You'll be looking like a pregnant woman. Temperature will be rising. That is the plague of many in church.
Yeah.
They have been promoted 10 times above where they used to be. It hasn't affected their giving. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I don't know what is happening to me.
I know it's covenant constitution. Covenant constitution. You need medication to discharge properly. You need medication. You know, this is a diagnostic center of financial diseases.
Yes,
my job is to X-ray where your problem is coming from and show you if you're interested. If you need surgical operation, I take you to the theater and then pump the thing out of you so that. My God, it's your turn at last. Many will live here more refreshed than the refreshing I've been talking to you about.
Amen.
My wife and I have never discussed any financial issue on this ministry. Once. She's sitting out here. Oh, you see her just dressing every day. Amen. My own is uniform. Amen. Praise God. Zero tension. That's your new realm. Zero tension in your business. In your family. That's your new realm. In the name of Jesus. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Everything living by that covenant stays alive by giving. You give out your carbon dioxide, the plant consumes it to make her food, and the plant gives you back oxygen, which you consume. It's a transaction. When you stop breathing, you start dying. You don't stop on time, you'll be dead. Can you imagine a farmer who stops farming because he has farmed a long time? The day he stops farming, he starts going through famine, lack and want. The day a believer stops giving, he has stopped breathing financially. And he will start choking if he does not respond on time. Giving is living. Giving is breathing out from what you have consumed in. Many will be free and discharged from the plague of covenant constipation from this service. And our new understanding of the spiritual dimension of seed sowing will empower your giving life for life. Jesus has been receiving my tithe consistently, alwaysly, under all conditions, in season, out of season, ever since he showed me. So don't be angry that I'm living under an open heaven. I've always seen kingdom opportunities in everything God is doing. Always said it. That is another opportunity for a change of story. I've always said it. I began desiring to build churches when I had no bank account. If it's in your heart, God will put it in your hand.
Yes.
My wife and I built 100 of them in 1 year. 100 churches in 1 year. Access to these riches and glory is open to all, but not all who care to find a way. They think it's games. Thank you, Jesus. It's your turn. I say it's your turn. Your days of struggling for survival is over. As God has blessed everyone, Deuteronomy 26 and verse 17, let him give. As God has blessed everyone, every man shall give as is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. The beauty of the covenant, you can start from where you are. The tithe of 10 naira is 1 naira. There's no other geography or arithmetic about it. But the tithe of 10,000 is not 1 naira. Stop abusing the covenant. The tithe of 10,000 is 1,000. So when you mark your envelope, my tithe, the angel will say, stop insulting God. I will take this to Jesus as your offering. So many people think they are tithing. No. If it's less than tithe, it's transferred to offering account. So no window opens. Just blessing on what to eat and what to drink. No, heaven is full of order. So when your tithe is less than your tithe, it's transferred to offering account. So they can tell you have not tithe for the past 10 years. The reason is that your tithe has been transferred to offering. So the blessing of tithing is not there. Are you following the diagnosis? Is it making meaning to you? The reason I hired an accountant 1990 is to ensure my tithe is not abused. Not, oh, somebody gave me something. Okay, let's assume. No assumption. I needed my own accounting office to be accountable in my covenant practice. No assumption. You see, the little house we live in there called the mandate, your church has not one dime in it. One dime. Is here in heaven. He knows what I'm talking about. If I don't have my own account, how will you believe that? Is it wrong? No, it's not wrong. But since he gave the privilege and the ability, let's do it. Somebody's story is changing. He's given us grace. We are moving fast. God said, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. So God does not see money as evil. It's the love of money that is evil. The love of money is evil. That's why Jesus died, among other things, to make us rich. And God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God is not angry with our prosperity. It came from him. You serve me, you will live your days in prosperity. I will prosper you as you serve me. So prosperity is not seen as evil in the sight of God. Please note the following as we round up. We are not redeemed to be a burden. We are redeemed to be a blessing to our world. Wherever anybody may be today, God's agenda for us in redemption is to be a blessing to our world. We are the seed of Abraham.
And he said to him, in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Galatians 3:29, every child of God is a seed of Abraham. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. We are redeemed to be a blessing to the world and not a burden. A blessing to the world and not a burden. Whatever makes anybody look like a burden today is lifted forever. Also know that we are redeemed to enjoy and not to endure life. I've come that you may have life, and I have life more abundantly. He said, charge them that are rich among you, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, not to be high-minded, not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us all things richly to enjoy. Redemption is not to endure life, it's to enjoy life. The day of enduring living is over in your life. Jesus said, go, feed the hungry. He must be talking to those who have excess food. Clothe the naked. He must be talking to those who have extra clothes. And we are the one he's talking about. I'm going to clothe you. I'm going to give you more food than you can consume alone. I'm going to give you shelters that you can't fill by yourself. So go and be a blessing to your world. Matthew 25, verse 15 to 30. Go and be a blessing, or 31 to 40, please, to your world. Go and be a blessing to your world. The reason they say feed the hungry is that you are not permitted to be listed among the hungry. Clothe the naked. You are not permitted to be listed among the naked. Amen. Give shelter to the people that are homeless. You are not permitted on your generation to be homeless. So provide for them on my behalf.
Yes.
I bless you to provide for them.
Yes.
Our foundation runs several orphanages, and as God has blessed us, to see that they eat and they drink. It's on the increase. That's our ministry. That's the ministry of every believer in prosperity. It's not a consumer's business. It's a distributor's platform. Let them be willing to distribute, let them communicate. Thereby laying in stock against the time to come, that they may inherit eternal life. Let them be willing to distribute to avoid spiritual constipation and ultimate death. It begins with discomfort and then death follows. The rich man died under the weight of his prosperity. Somebody's story is changing. Some people have kept money. The money is rotting away, so their life is rotting away with it. Just running. And when they die, it's over. All these are proofs that money is not evil. It's to make the believer a blessing to his or her world. All this will also add value to what you are doing. Please note that God will only bless his people to the level of their spirituality. Hear me, people. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth, to the level of the prosperity of your soul. Not spiritual garage boys. To the level of the prosperity of your soul, so it will not destroy you and I. So keep developing an affinity for God. Keep your hunger and thirst after righteousness. Keep serving God with delight. His favor will keep changing your story from level to level. It's not magic. There is nothing mystical about kingdom prosperity. It's just to know what it takes. Now, listen to me. Let me show you how that picture was painted. In Job 22, verse 21 to 26. Acquaint now thyself with God and be at peace. Thereby shall good come unto you. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you will return to the Almighty, he will build you up. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. So you are built up to step in to these strange realms of abundance with God reigning at the center of your life, with his kingdom being your delight. You are built up so it won't kill you. Built up. Wealth destroyed Solomon. You need a lot of money to marry 300 wives. Provide apartment for 300 wives and 700 concubines. He had no spiritual capacity. It ruined him. I've told Jesus, whatever you will give me that will ruin me, don't let me have it. You better wake up. Oh, God said, if I give you what you're asking me, you will die. You don't have the stamina. Immediately your wife will no longer be your wife, because money has reached your hand. My God. Then shall thou be built up. You shall be built up. Amen. And you shall put iniquity away from your tabernacle. Then shall thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the source of the brooks. Get acquainted with the law and the words that make the law to work.
Hallelujah.
Get built up spiritually. Without a heart for God, there is a limit to what blessing you can receive from him. He can't trust you with it. Kingdom wealth is not accomplished or acquired, it's entrusted. If you have not been faithful with your righteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the two riches? Too many people play nonsense games around in the name of being Christians. Games all over. Can you be trusted with heaven's jewels? To what level? If you see $1 billion today, will you be willing to pay tithe with delight? God just checks you on his computer.
He said, no, this boy, don't try that. He won't. I know him.
You know, God said, I know Abraham. I know him. God knows everybody. Lord, I love you till death. He said, you
love me till death. If I put that in your hand, I won't see you again.
I know I won't see you. No matter what you are telling me. Oh God, I love you more than I love myself.
You shall be built up. The level of financial fortune God will entrust to you will be determined by your level of spiritual stamina in your stand with God. Thank you, Jesus. A young lady came from outside Lagos and said they made a vow to God that the first 1 million they will get, he will come and sow it as a seed to our father. So she came and I said, wait a minute, tell me your story. She told me the story that her mother passed on, and a pastor who loved the family gave her 1 million to set the pace for a new phase of life in business. I said, know why God sent you? For me to bless it so it can prosper in your heart. So I bless the seed and it will produce maximally in your life. She called the man that gave him, a pastor, a family man. He said, Daddy, he said, I know daddy. I blessed it and gave it to her. Blessed it. My God, God sent her to me for me to bless it. Not for me to take it. You are going places. Can you be trusted? The big question. Luke 16:11. If you have not been faithful at your level, when would that level ever change? Your tithe at 1,000 naira is not regular. When will he give you 10,000? Far. Your seed at 50,000 is still your seed at 200,000. You are not qualified for the next level. You are not. This is how he says you go and make them rich. To teach them the way to his riches.
Yes, sir.
Teach them the way to my riches. Teach them. Paul said, as poor and yet making many rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10. As poor and yet making many rich. Many have been rescued right now as you are hearing me. Because I'm living here with a new approach. Thank you, Jesus. Why God blesses? One, to promote his kingdom. Through prosperity shall my house be spread abroad. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 17. And before Jesus returns, the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached among all nations, and then shall the end come. You can't serve God and mammon. Make me your priority in your financial seed sowing. Let my kingdom be first in your consideration, and all these things shall be added to you. Haggai chapter 1, you look for much, it became little. When you brought it in, I blew on it. Why, said the Lord? Because of my house that lies in ruins, and ye run everyone to his own house. Consider your ways. You look for much, it became little. Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build my house. I'll take pleasure in it. And when God takes pleasure in anything, he unleashes his favor in return. God unleashes his favor on kingdom promoters. He opens the heaven over them. Said, the heaven over you is short from dew, and the earth from yielding fruit, because you did not consider my house. You are concerned about yourself. Haggai chapter 1, verse 5 to 13. We are blessed primarily to promote his kingdom. A kingdom mindset is your launching pad to the highways of financial prosperity. I turn my back on all that I am and all that I have. They are no longer mine. That was the vow I made 46 years ago. It's working like fire. Kingdom promotion addict flows sweatlessly in financial fortune. Kingdom promotion addicts, they flow sweatlessly in financial fortune. And that's you God is talking about. Now, as we close, what are the fringe benefits that accompany the covenant of abundance? You know, his blessings make it rich and it adds no sorrow. What are the fringe benefits that accompany the blessings of the Lord? Because you shall begin to experience them from now in very new dimensions. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Number one, it averts generational curses. With capacity to avert the curse of God upon the earth. The sacrifice of Noah brought an end to the curse of God on the earth. I will no longer curse the earth anymore for man's sake. Your sacrifice has averted the curse. You can't run away from curses. You just know how to get rid of them. You go to America, curses follow you. To Jamaica, it follows. To Australia, it follows. You can't run away from curses. You just need to know how to break them. Among the channels for breaking curses is the covenant of abundance, because it doesn't allow sorrow to accompany his blessings. So he averts curses. The curse of eating from the sweat of your brows is averted. The curse of begging on the street is averted. I will no longer curse the earth anymore for man's sake. Number two fringe benefit that accompanies the covenant of abundance is it engenders divine health. You know, the word say health is wealth. In Psalm 41, numbers 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. Thou shalt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. He will make all his bed in his sickness. The covenant of abundance guarantees.